Recording from Las Vegas, Nevada on December 25, 1969. Phone number is 736-99960. Area code 702, of course. Telephone company is the Central Telephone Company of Nevada. This particular payphone is automatic electric, although they have about half automatic electric and Western electric. Switching equipment is stuck with directors. I'll be visiting the switch room tomorrow, so I'll tell you a lot more about what type of directors it is then. The directors aren't the same as automatic electric ones. They're, you know, if one thing, the dial tone comes on differently. Also, when the director is outposting a number, you hear a loud click, or a loud two or three clicks in between each digit. Like if the director's going to dial 5555, you'll hear it dialing 5 quietly in the background, then you hear a couple of loud clicks, and you hear another 5 quietly in the background, etc. I'll dial the payphone number. Notice when I first pick up the phone, even before I drop the dime in, you'll hear the dial tone, but it will only be about half volume. As soon as I drop the dime in, the dial tone will go on to full volume. If you dial a bad prefix, you get the following. Ringing here sounds a little strange, so I'll dial a number that will ring, but you hear a ring or two? Long-distance calls, station-to-station, or person-to-person and collect can all be made directly from the payphone. To make a station-to-station call, you dial 1 first, then the phone number. To make any other type of call, you dial 0 first, then the phone number. When you're done dialing, you hear the director repeating your number into something. Then you hear something multi-freak out your number into something else. Then the operator comes on and asks you to deposit your money, or if it's information or 800 number, she just says, hold on a second. Then you hear some other multi-freak, and then the call goes through. The last multi-freak is the one going into the toll tent, and the call does go through right after that one. I'll dial information in Vancouver, British Columbia. Playing around here a little bit, I discovered that first bit of multi-freak you hear, the multi-freak before the operator comes on, is you hear the phone number. Notice the phone number of the payphone. Because no matter what I dial, I always get exactly the same set of multi-freaks there. Even if you just dial operator alone, just dial 0 for operator, it'll stay silent for 3 or 4 seconds waiting to see if you're going to dial any more digits. Then if you don't, it goes the clunk clunks or whatever clunks it makes after you're done dialing on any other number. And you hear the multi-freak then, too, and you hear exactly the same multi-freak even though you haven't dialed anything, for example. I don't have any change with me right now, so I can't dial any more toll calls where you can actually hear me dropping the money in and hear how regular call goes through. I'll record some more of the phone in Las Vegas after the tour tomorrow. I'll know a lot more about what's going on then, so I can explain it a little bit better, and also I'll have the money to drop in. And now in Henderson, Nevada, which is about 10 miles from Las Vegas, this is a different phone company, the Henderson Telephone Company, part of the Continental Telephone System. Phone number is 702-565-9990. It's an automatic electric payphone. Drop the money in after the party answers. Great step. I'll dial the payphone number first. When you dial a Las Vegas number, after you dial about the first digit for this phone, you end up in a system in Las Vegas, just like you were dialing from a Las Vegas home phone, because you actually have a director on there, and you're dialing into the director, and you can hear the director dialing out the rest of the number. For example, I'll dial 293-2222. You're supposed to dial 1-2 and then some single digit number depending on what party line you are to make a toll call from a home phone. I tried dialing 1-2 and then various digits of the payphone, and I either got a fast busy or just complete silence. Never could get it to do anything at all. End of recording from Henderson. Now in Boulder City, Nevada, prefix is 293-99911. Boulder City is about 20-25 miles from Las Vegas. We're back in the Central Telephone Company again. As a matter of fact, the phone here is identical to the phones in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a local call from here. It has exactly the same director systems. You dial long distance and person-to-person calls exactly the same way as in Las Vegas. About the only difference is that the multi-freak of your phone number comes out a lot louder. By the way, when I was in Henderson, I said I was going to dial a 293 number in Las Vegas. It turns out the 293 is really here in Boulder City. I thought it was in Las Vegas because it sounded that way. It had the directors and it had everything else exactly like Las Vegas did, so I just assumed it was. But it turns out that it's really good old Boulder City here. And by the way, there's also one other difference between here and Las Vegas. When you dial a bad prefix here, you get the following. I'll dial operator so you can hear the multi-freak of my payphone's number. Recording from Boulder City. While driving through Las Vegas today, I'm going to record some California license plates for Albert A. 896ACJ from Westminster. That was the only license plate I saw on the way out to North Las Vegas. I am now in North Las Vegas. 643-9104 is the phone number on December 261-9969. This is also a Central Telephone Company, but it's not the same type of switching as the other parts of Las Vegas. This is a crossbar system made by, according to a phone man, IT&T. It also had some other names, something like Pentacosta or Anaconda or something in that order. I can't remember the exact name for the model it was. The payphone is Northern Electric, looks exactly like Western Electric, and it has touch tone. When you pick up the phone, you get the dial tone softly. When you drop the dime in, the dial tone comes on loud. I'll dial the payphone number. You'll notice on the payphone number and on certain other things, it goes clunk, clunk, just like number 5 crossbar. However, there are differences, which I'll show later. If you leave the dial tone off the hook too long, you get the following. Thank you. dial another prefix, as soon as you dial the first four digits of the number, you hear the office here step pulsing out the last four digits of the number into the other office. You don't get the clunk clunk until you're entirely done dialing and until it's entirely done out pulsing. In normal number five crossbar, as you know, nothing at all happens until the clunk clunk. Then after the clunk clunk, your office sends out the number to the other office. In this one, you hear the clunk clunk when this office is done sending. For example, I'll dial, oh, what should I dial? I'll dial 735-999-999. When you dial directory assistance 113, you also hear out pulsing. I can't quite hear what it's pulsing. It sounds like more than just 113, but it's something like that.
Good evening,
directory assistance. North Las Vegas recording will be continued on the next reel of tape.